surrounding to make a few more copies of the Ketzais. Some of you hopefully have copies. And you see three of the sheets are here on the page, except the Rambam, which we'll probably get to tomorrow. Okay, we're going to learn Taisis Dechazu. And to be magdim, the whole sugi of Mepiyam and Lender Piksavam turns on a stira of two sugis and shas. All the four sheetas turn on on this stira, which at the end of the day is the one gemara, it's mashma, ashtar has kayach. One gemara is mashma, ashtar has no kayach, and mibeinayim. How you resolve it is turns out to be the four sheetas that we have. One sugya is Yivam Islam and Aleph, our Gemara. Our Gemara was short, straight to the point. The Gemara said, you have a shtar raya, who are you going to give it to? The Gemara said, you can't give it to the him, you can't give it to her. You give it to her, she might be kaibish it if she's mizana. If you give it to him, he's going to be mechapal basachai. So the Gemara says, give it to the Eidim. So the Gemara said, short thing. If they remember the Eidim, they could come and say Eidim. And then the Gemara said, Eloi, if the Eidim don't remember, Zimnim dechazam b'ksava v'asu masadi, Rachmanam v'piyam alay p'ksavam, then the paper is not an Eidim. The A-pay they're going to see in the paper, it comes to say Eidim. From a paper, there's no Eidus. This haste, Yivam Islam and Aleph is saying, a shtar, we're talking about a shtar raya. A shtar raya is not, does not help to create Eidus. You need mipihem. You need live witnesses in Bezdin. If there are no live witnesses in Bezdin, then there's no tayelus in a shtar. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara seems to say very strongly, there's zero tayelus in the shtar. It can only make problems. They'll make a problem, they'll see it, they'll say this based on what they see. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. So you have here that a shtar is not good for Makanevis. Gemara number two is Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Hes, which Tosis brings. And there it says, Mamish the opposite. There it's talking that there's a shtar, and it was burnt. There was a regular shtar, shtaraya. And it got burnt. And two Eidim come into Bezdin and they say, this is what it said in the shtar. These Eidim don't remember the Maisa. They were never there at the original Maisa. They say, this is what it said in the shtar. And bang, Bezdin is Makabalit. They write a new shtar. And if they write a new shtar, obviously they get a paskin on the shtar. So in Bava Kama it says that even strangers who see a shtar, and the shtar is burnt, can walk into Bezdin, say what they saw in the shtar, and create Eidus, a proof that it that this, that what said in the shtar happened. In our Gemara, it says that even the Eidim themselves who see a shtar can't use the shtar to say Haggadah Eidus. So this is the kasha that Tosfos and all the Rishonim struggle with. You have a Gemara there that says the shtar is great. Even if you just saw it and it got burnt, it's good. And you have a Gemara here that says a shtar is bad. A shtar is not something that could be made useful. It can only make problems. They can see it, remember, and that's no good. So this is theorem, the P.M. Alone Piksavam, which the Rishonim are troubled with. I think you all realize the Rambam Shita, that there's no such thing as a shtar in our Torah. The Mefarshei HaRambam say the Makar is Yivam Mistach Lamed Aleph. Because here it says a shtar is nothing. A shtar is no good. A shtar is good with Rabbanu. We're going to have to figure that out. But we're going to leave the Rambam Shita for last. The Ketzais has it last. We'll leave it for last. We'll start with Tosfos. Now, in the sheet, the Ketzais that you have, there are four sheets. There's Rashi in the Balamar. Balamar is here, we're going to look at it. We'll get to that after Tosfos. Sheinis u'shitas haRamban. That shitas haRamban is also the first shita in our Tosfos. It's the same as the first shita in our Tosfos, we're going to learn in a minute. And shlishis u'shitas Tosfos b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. So the second and third shita are in this Tosfos. The Ramban shita is the same as the Re, which is the beginning of Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam is the second part of Taisus. It's also in Taisus Ksubis, Gav Chav. But here, we're going to learn it obviously here, where we're learning it. We're going to try to understand each of the Shitas. We'll see how far we'll get. Hopefully we'll get through the different Shitas that are here listed. Start with Taisus. Koshalui. Yebahagoizul Kama. Gabe hasayrish derasav shal chaveirai. In the sugya of someone who burns someone else's shtar, the Gemara there is talking about garmi. If you have to pay, if you destroy someone's shtar. But parach, tach devarav, the Gemara there asks, idi ikasadi diadi, if there are edim who know what it said in the shtar, lichtivu leishtara achrina, let them just write a new shtar. As I stay there in Bava Kama, if they saw the shtar, let them just write the shtar. Here it says that you can't just write a new shtar. It's not shver, it's a stira of the Gemara in Bava Kama, and the Gemara here in Yavam is Taisus Kash. So the first pshat is the Reis pshat. As I said, it's the Ramban's pshat pretty much. The Hachinam, it depends what the Edim say. If they're saying this is what we saw in the shtar, shapa hava avdi, it would be good. It's as if they're coming and saying edis. We saw edim that were mekubal in bezdin. The edim achsum in alashtar nasik and mishnech kareidusim bebezdin. Because when you say you saw it in the shtar, it means you saw edim that were nechkeru bebezdin. Aval, but when is it no good? Cheshina, we're afraid. Shema lo yidu shekach ra'u b'shtar. They're not going to say, we saw this in the shtar. Ela, shema yidu ala ma'isa asma ki'ilu hein seichrin. They mean in seichrin. They're going to say edis as if they remember. They don't remember. Ela piksav. So therefore, it's up to me. It depends what they're saying. Depends the words they say. If they say the words we saw it in the shtar, then it's good. If they say the words we remember the ma'isa, then it's no good. It's a sheker. They don't remember the ma'isa. So this is the Reis Shita. If they remember, then it's good. Our Gemara is afraid that they won't remember. They'll look at the shtar and they'll say it is based on what they saw on the piece of paper. Based on what they saw, that's what they're going to say. So that's not good enough. What happens if it reminds them of the Maisa? So Taisa says, "Chayin hada amin and parabasic sudas." Kaisav and meidem meidusay alashtar umeir aleon. I feel the acher kamashanim. That it says a person could say this in a shtar and remind himself after many years. Busha zecher meyatzmai. It has to be that you remember it. Aval ein zecher meyatzmai loy hasam nami loy ayri the meid shekachra kosov. That's how he saw it written in the shtar. That's what he's saying on the ma'isa itself. So, Taisus is saying that if you say edis or something you saw in the shtar, that's good. Now, it needs some hesber, the shita. Shita sounds good at face value. Sounds good. Edim have to tell the truth. If edim walk in and they say, Reuven lent money to Shimon, they don't remember it. That's no good. You can't say Reuven lent Shimon unless you remember Reuven lent Shimon. If you walk into Bezdin and you say, we wrote a shtar that says Reuven lent Shimon money, that's fine. You're saying the truth. You're saying that you wrote a shtar. Could be the shtar is there, could be the shtar is burnt. But that Adis is an emissary Adis, and therefore such Adis is acceptable. So it sounds at first glance like it's a sort of a play on words. You have to just phrase it the right way. You're saying the same thing. You're saying, I saw Reuven lent Shimon. You're saying, I saw a shtar Reuven lent Shimon. At the end of the day, it's the same. It's a difference what Bezdin's going to do, right? You say you saw a shtar, Bezdin will be Mekayim the shtar. If you say you saw it, so Bezdin's going to ignore the shtar. They'll talk about you. But at the end of the day, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Agav, we learned to have insurance. Let's say I'm in a din Torah. I'm having shivush in Chashav Mishpat. I go watch a din Torah. So I sit there and I watch the whole entire, and the entire is over and everyone goes home. A year later, they're still fighting. And they want to be Goyver the Eidus again. And they just died between then and today, they died. Can I walk into Bezdin and say, I saw the Eidus said Eidus? I said such Eidus. I'm not saying, I don't know a thing. I don't know if Reuven let money shit to the shit of that. I want to walk into Bezdin and say, I was sitting in Bezdin. And I saw this man, he's today he's dead. But I saw him say Eidus. So if there are any pikpukim, the Bezdin didn't write a Shnar Bezdin, whatever happened, I come in and I say, I saw Eidim say Eidus. Is that good? Sorry, we could clarify. I say exactly what they said word for word. Is that good? No, what does Taisa say? Taisa says they say this on a shtar because shtar is kemisha nechra edus and bebezin. So I'm saying edus that these witnesses who are nechra edus and bebezin said edus. Taisa says that's good. Comes out from this Taisa's a double chiddush. I could say edus about a shtar. Okay, that's Gemara in Bava Kamma. But I could also say Eidus, that I saw Eidus in Bezdin.
What's the score on that?
It sounds like Eid Mipi Eid. Right? If I say Eidus, that someone else is an Eid, and he told me, that's not going to be good enough. If I say someone told me something, he wasn't joking, he promised, he swore, I know he wasn't joking. That's Eid Mipi Eid, that's no good. Yet, if I say Eidus, that I saw something in Bezdin, it's good. What's the Hesber? What? It's not Kami, but I mean that the Bezdin were chayker them. I say, I was in Bezdin. I didn't see Kamish Nechkaru, I saw Nechkaru. Yeah, it has to be that I say I saw them say Eidus, and they were chayker them. Well, if one person says it, you can't pass the moment it's based on that, you're right. We need two people who saw it. One person says it, he's like, they made effort. What? Well, I had to see Nechgeridus of the Bez. I can see, well, I saw the Psaq Din, I can say it is on the Psaq Din. Yeah, I guess I'm saying Eidus only on the Eidus. I'm not going to say this. The problem with this is that Tosis and Ksubis, when he brings this, he says it helps if you saw a shtar in which two Eidim signed. Let's say you saw a shtar which one Eid signed. Or better, two Eidim signed, one was Mekuyim. I saw a shtar, two Eidim signed, I know one signature was authentic, the other I don't know. So Tosis says that's no good. No good. I have to say Eidis that I know both signatures in the shtar. He could have a case like this. I'm Teveyu. And I bring one live aid. Say, aid this day, I lent you money. I'm missing the second live aid. I have a shtar. Someone walks into Bez, and I don't have the shtar in front of me. I lost the shtar, got burned. Person walks in, he says, I saw the shtar, and I recognize one of the signatures. So now I have two aid this. I have one live aid. And one person was saying, I saw the shtar. It's no good. It doesn't work. It's a state enticements. So this. It has to be, I'm saying Eidus on the two Eidim in the shtar. What's the Hesber? What? It's a chatzi dover. So every Eid Echad is also a chatzi dover. If I say Eidus, they're moving my money to Shimon. One eight says it, that's a cooler dover, it's just eight echad. If I say I saw a shtar and I saw one signature, it's a chatzi dover. Because what I'm saying is that half the shtar was good. Yeah, it was half good. Rav Shimon in the Shari Yashin is Maz Bertaisis. Rav Shimon is in Shar Zion, Perik Tes, Dibra Maslav, Vihine Lefizeh. Not only is Masber Taisus, but he brings a Sifin Shulchan Aruch Kilu to say there's a makar for this in Halacha. We have four shitas, we have a little Paschim. Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Lamin, Sifyur Aleph. It says that if one aid came to one Bezdin and said Eidus, another aid came to a different Bezdin and said Eidus. That's the case. One aid said Eidus in one Bezdin, another aid in another Bezdin said the same thing. So now they disappeared. Now they're not around anymore. The two Batei Dinim join the Mitzdarfin, and they could paskin together a pi d'shnei eidim. Now how exactly that works mechanically, they sit down together, it's a bezin of six, I don't know. But as I state, Eidecha bebezin zeh, Eidecha bebezin zeh, it says Yavai bezdin, Eitzel bezdin, the Mitzdarfin. Two Batei Dinim could be Mitzdarfin. Zok the Ramah, Aval acherim sheshavu, Einam yechayim Mitzdarfin. But if Edom saw one Edom and one Bezdin, and one Edom, different Edom saw a different Edom and a different Bezdin, so then it's not Mitzdarif, because it's only a Bezdin, and Bezdin is Mitzdarif. An Eid Echad who saw two Edom who saw one Edom, two Edom saw a different Edom, they're not Mitzdarif. He's trying to shut them up. Bit of a mystery. What's the guiding line? But the Taz says that's dafka, if two Edom saw it in one best, and a different two Edom saw it in another best. If the same two Edom saw it in one best, and then they traveled to the other one, they saw the second Edom in the second best, then that's good. Well, you're saying it's good, it's Kulei Dava, right? Two Edom saw it in one best, the same two Edom saw it in a different best. They can now say, I've got to say, they didn't see a psak. Because neither Bezdin could paskin. Each Bezdin had one aid. But two aidin, who saw an aid here and aid there, I'm Mitzdarif. Why? So Reb Shimon is masbir that aidim have to say aidis on a dover ha-mechayiv. Aidim have to say an aidis that's mechayiv. The lomdis is takal tzchatzi dover. But the guide of what Edom have to say is enough to be mechayiv somebody. Memeila, our Tosis holds, if Edom come into Bezdin and they say, we saw a shtar with two witnesses, we saw a shtar, we recognize both Edom, it's perfect. It's enough to be mechayiv. You have two Edom shtachritus in the Bezdin. The Edom have to say a davar mechayiv. If the Edom say we only know one signature, they only know an Eid Echad, that's no good. Why? The same thing, when two Edom say they saw Haggadah say this in Bezdin of an Eid Echad, that's nothing. It's not a Davar HaMechayiv. If they saw two witnesses, that is, it's a Davar HaMechayiv. So the Shita of the Reed, of this Tosis, is you must see a Davar HaMechayiv. Two Edom come into Bezdin, each one says, I saw something that's mechayiv him. It's perfect. What's mechayiv him? Haydonis Bezdin is mechayiv him. They saw the halvah, it's mechayiv him. They saw a shtar, it's mechayiv him. If they saw Eid Echad, it's no good. It's not a mechayiv. They have to see a complete Dover HaMechayiv. Mepiyam Eloi Mepiksava is memayit if they don't say a Dover HaMechayiv. If they say, we remember something, they don't remember it, that's no good. If they say they saw a good shtar, that's a Dover HaMechayiv. And then they could say Eidus and Bezdin. So the Shita of the Ri is Mepiyam Eloi Mepik Savam. Tosis Shita is Mamayid very little. It's Mamayid very little. Mepiyam Eloi Mepik Savam is Mamayid. That the Haggadah say this can be written. It has to be Baal Peh. But once the Haggadah say this is Baal Peh, as long as they say a davar hamechayiv, it's good. They can say we saw it in the shtar, say we saw it in Bezdin, but they can say we saw it alone. It doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter what they say. As long as they say a davar, that's mechayiv, that's his mitzvah. That's the sheet of the week. So there are two chidushim here. The piyah and the light picks up. That they saw a shtar, they say this on the shtar, it's good, even if the shtar is destroyed. And if they saw Haggadah Seidus and Beis Din, they saw enough of Haggadah that's Mechayev, that's good, that's adequate. If it's not a Dover HaMechayev, it's sort of Chatzi Dover. None of Pisav. So Pisav is only Mamayit that you can't send the Haggadah in written. You can't send it in written. Our Gemara says also that you can't be reminded from the writing. Just like when Beis Din gets a letter, they can't paskin on the letter. If Eidim look at a letter, they can't say Eidim is based on a letter. The Eidim themselves can't say Eidim is based on a letter, even if it's their own letter to themselves. But if they're saying something that they know for sure, we know that there was a shtar, that's good. I want to give you a mashal. A mashal you'll all understand. I'm not sure if this psak is emes, but this is what I think. You know, you don't rely on me for certain arises, but someone calls me. He says, someone called me for shidduch information about Pliny. He asked me about the family. So he says, I know that everyone says the father is a crook. Am I allowed to say it? Paul Bell says the father's. Am I allowed to say it? So that's the answer. Can't say information unless you know it for sure. Right? And information, you have to know it. If you don't know it, you can't say Avis. So, what I tell the person is, look, you can't say the father's a crook, you don't know he's a crook. But, you should be allowed to say that people say he's a crook. You should be allowed to say. Now, if one person says he's a crook, that's new information. But it's true, there's a coil, he's a crook. So you say, I don't know if he's a crook, I can't say Avis. But could I say information that people say he's a crook? It's logical that you could say. The condition of the Chafetz Chaim is that you only have to say things that you know. I don't know that he's a crook. I do know that people say he's a crook. Chayra that I could say. It's chasar, maybe he's not a crook. It's chasar that people say he's a crook. They have to satisfy all the other conditions of Lashon Hara as well. But you understand the marshal, I don't have to tap on the marshal, right? For me to say he's a crook, I can't say. For me to say that people say he's a crook, that I could say. Right? Same thing here. For me to say Eidus that Reuven lent Shimon, I can't say it. I don't know it. I was reminded by a letter. If he lent Piksadam, I can't say he lent him money. Could I say that there's a shtar? That I know. I know there's a shtar. So I can say Eidus that there's a shtar. I can't say Eidus, that what's in the shtar is true, that I have no idea. That's Kinishna Khridus and Bebezin, that's a din. That's Shita Sali.
It can't be made on the Shtar Eidus all the time. It can only be made on the Shtar Eidus.
I think even what they themselves sign, they can say Eidus. This exists a shtar with my signature, and I recognize my signature. And it says that Pliny stole from him, or that Pliny lent to him. That you could say. It's Kinishna Khridus and Bebezin. But to say that you remember it, you can't. Right, the Rif Lashon, when the Rif asked the Kasha on Agamara, he asked, Agamara says, Loi Pik Savam, Gemara says that you could say, Zek Sav Yadi Shal Abba. When you walk in the bed and say, Zek Sav Yadi Shal Abba, you also didn't see it. How could you say it? So the real answer, if you say Eidus that the incident took place, you can't do that. If you say Eidus that there's a shtar, Kavishna Chreidus, and that you could say. If you say Zek Sav Yadi Shal Abba, you say Eidus that there's a shtar. I'm not saying it happened. I don't know if it happened. I know there's a shtar, and that you could do. That's how the re resolves the issue. So Mepi Avalai Savam is Mamayit, that you can't write a letter to Beis Din, and you can't write a letter to yourself. You can't write a letter to anybody. Writing a letter is not that the incident happened. Shtar is, can you say this is a shtar? But you cannot say a fact happened because you know it through Ksav. Beis Din can't know it through Ksav, and Eidim can't know it through Ksav. They have to know it from their own eyes. You're right. It comes out in the Taisus Pshat, the Milas in Taisus Pshat is that it's very logical. The Sarin is in the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Don't give the shtar to the witnesses because we're afraid the witnesses will see it. pretend to remember it and say, I've got to say this in bed. Now, really, the witnesses are being foolish, because they can really accomplish the same thing by going into bed and saying, we don't remember it, but we have a shtar. And they would accomplish the same thing. So it's a vaitech shash. You're being chayshish, people are ashamed to say they don't remember. So they'll read it, and they'll say, we were ki'ilu, we remember. In our Gemara, it's a bit of a shvacha thing, yes? It's a funny thing. It's like, we could have made a takana that let Bezn explain to them. But we didn't make that takana. We say we're abolishing shtarei raya for kedushin gittin because of this tzar. In the Gemara, it's a small chasar. It might be shchiach. Most people look at their notes or look at the shtar, remind themselves, or think they remind themselves, like I say, this and that. So that's what they were chayshish for. That's what comes out.
Do you remember the baby the last day you don't remember the outside?
What?
Do you remember parts that you don't remember exactly? Last day you don't remember the outside?
The chayra, they could say, we don't remember it, we have to remember it. We say this is a shtar. So what they have to remember, best not throw out, and then this the best. Okay. And very often, if you ask me to aid this on something, a wedding I was in aid, I can usually, let's say I can remember. I can remember. You ask me what the date was, I don't remember which date it was. I remember dates of things, I don't remember dates of things. So usually I come to bed and I'll say it. I'll say, when was it? Oh boy, I better check the shtar. So really, I can only say this on the shtar then. Because Eidus Yatir Chalazim is not Eidus. So I'd say this on the shtar, then it'll be Eidus on the shtar. On the Maisa, if you say Shvua Zu, it's also good. Chayder Zu, it's also good. So maybe. Usually, maybe you can remember Shvua Zu or Chayder Zu, but. Yeah. Alright, that's the read. That's Shita number one. Next Shita is Rabbeinu Tam. Couple of lines later in Taisus, I'm a read the Shomer of Enotam. Enotam was the Re's uncle, right? Correct. Or the Re was the Enotam's uncle. Sorry. The Re was the uncle of Rabbeinu Tam. Enotam was the Enochel. And the Re. Right, the Re was older, right? What was Rabbeinu Tam's name? Yaakov, right? Why don't we call him Re? Because his uncle was Re. You can call him Re also. You can get mixed up in Taisus. That's why they call Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Tam. Yaakov Ishtam. Ishtam is also an Ishtam. They call Rabbeinu Tam. They didn't call him Re because it would get very confusing in Taisus. Hard enough in the Gemara, you have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, you know. Okay. So I think that's why Rabbeinu Tam was the nephew. He's the one that got the Tam, and his uncle got the Re. I don't know which one was the uncle. Taisus and Beya Tess, I don't know says which one was the uncle. When it says like Malani Levi Lach like Adivrei Doidi, so I think I have it right. But anyway, at any rate, the Re says he heard from Rabbeinu Tam the following shita. And this is the most mechudish dika shita in people like so. Look at what he says: I may read the Shomer Rabbeinu Tam Shanaygin Achshav Sheshalchena Eidem Edusam Biksav Yadon LeBezdin V'Loi Karinim Bei Piyam V'Loi Piksavam. Letters are acceptable. Yeah. You're allowed to have letters in Bezdin. You don't have to come to Bezdin. Kivan Shem Zechen Edusa, on the condition that you remember the Eidus. If you don't remember the Eidus, that's a Piyamah like Savan. If you remember the Eidus, letters are good. I heard the Tanya Bisha'ov Zoy Vim Lo Yagit Pratli Ilayim Shem Yochel Adaber. Gemara says in Gittin that a mute who can't speak can't say Eidus. Why can't he say Eidus? Let him write a letter. Let him write a letter. So Gemara says, "Shani, this Rachman on Piyam, but I'm Pik Savam." So we see Mavish Vakeret. We see that you can't write letters. And for Rabbeinu Tam, Shani Ilayim. Shein Roy Lahagin. It's impossible for him to say Agada. Kedamrina Kol Shein Roy Lavi 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 Lavi. Anybody who can't do it, it's Ma'akiv. Avol Achar Moyol Ksav Yodei Shezecher Eidus. Right, there's a rule in numerous places, cases in Shas, that you have to be right to do it, then you have to do it. Right, what's Bila? You know what Bila is? Remember? Mixing what? The oil and the flour. Right, you mix oil and flour, Blula Bashemen, mixed with oil. Gemara says, you don't have to mix it. You pour the oil, it's good enough. The Gemara says that if you have more than 60 mana in a container, it's no good. So you can't mix. When you have too much flour, you can't mix it with oil. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You don't have to mix it anyway. The Gemara says, kosher roi labila, if you could mix it, in bila my chemist, but it doesn't matter. Kosher ain't a roi labila, it's not roi, then it's not. Same thing here. Zok Rabbeinu Tam. If you're right to say, I got to say this, so you don't have to, you can do a pishtar. If you're not right to say that, God to say this in Elaine, he can't do a pishtar, b'ksav. So Rabbeinu Tam, the biggest kula, you're allowed to send written edus to Bezdin. If you send written edus to Bezdin, that's good. Why does Mepiyam Balaim b'ksav and Memayit in Elaine? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the biggest kula. Rav Shimon points out that there's also a big chumrah in Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says you could send a letter to Bezdin if you remember. Kivin shesaych v'neidusa. Like Rabbeinu Tam, once you forget, it's too late. Even the shtar is no good. Once you forget, so how's that going to work? They say Bezdin kapaskan on the shtar. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam argues that. But for a person who doesn't remember on his own to say edus based on a shtar, the Rabbeinu Tam is masking is no good to remind yourself of a shtar and say edus. It has to be kivan shezaychar edusa. But once you zaychar edusa, so then you could say edus from ksav. So it's a kula. But the kula has a contingency. And you can always say edus b'ksav if you remember the edus. If you don't remember the edus. If you want to say, be mekayim your signature. So you want to say that something happened. Maybe the kiyum you could write. But you can't say, I've done this edus based on mishtar yisua b'ksav. You have to go into this. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's shita. These are the two shitas that make shtaris the best of all the shitas. The sure third sheet is Rashi in the Baal Amor. Here in the Ketzais, it's the first sheet. Now, I can read the words to you, but it's not adequate to appreciate the mystikus of this sheet. I want you to know from all the sheet, this Rashi in the Baal Amor is the sweetest sheet once you go to the Oimik of the Inyan. I'll read the words. It doesn't do justice. The words in the Ketzais. We have problems. Mepiyam v'loy piksav. What's pshat? Zot shitas Rashi ba'lamar. Kivin dein kaisin shtar elam edasa mischayiv. Lo yavim piksavim elam piksavai. Since you're writing it, medasa mischayiv. Okay, if no, you know what dasa mischayiv is? The shtar has to be written medasa mischayiv. I told you a zillion times that Eidim in halacha is not like Eidim mahavdil in the United States of America. I can say this on a loan. If you come to me, and you come to me right at the shir, you write on a paper, your name is Reuven, you say, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, he asked me to sign. I could sign it. I never saw it. I never saw it ever. I could still sign. In America, that would be good. If I go to Bezna, to court, I say I signed it. They say, did you see it? I say, no, I didn't see it at all. That's not Adis. In halacha, I could sign a shtar. I didn't see the loan. I didn't even know what happened. I don't need a loan. You come to me with a shtar that you sold the house. I could sign it. Did I see you sell the house? No. I didn't see you sell the house. I could sign it. What's the hesber? There's a din of das ha-mischayiv. Das ha-mischayiv is the man who stands to lose by this shtar. Who stands to lose? The borrower. Who stands to lose? The seller. The shtar says he sold his house. The one who stands to lose is called das ha-mischayiv. What makes a shtar is das ha-mischayiv, the one who's mechayiv himself in the shtar. And zok the Rashi the Baal Amor, it's not mepiyam v'loy mepiksava because it's midas ha-mischayiv. It's a very technical answer. That shtaros have das ha-mischayiv, it's good. If I write myself a piece of paper to remind myself, that's nothing. I can't say edus on a paper I remind myself. Even a shtar I remind myself, no good. When a shtar is midas ha-mischayiv, that's good. What's the pshat? What? You can collect from Yeshuvan, but then you need a kinum on the signatures. It's true. If you want to do, if we want to do a trick to gain for to collect from the Mishaibim, so it's going to happen. I'm not sure. Not sure what the answer is, but this is, it does work that way. Shtar, how do I know it's not a shtar moved in the finan? I can only tell him what he gives me. Now, the Hesber, though, is a much tiefer Hesber. Once you appreciate it, you'll see it's a Geshmak HaShita. I'll be Magdim in the Hesber, another rule that we had many times when we talk about Chayshu Mishpat. Let's say you're denying I owe you, that you owe me money, and I'm angry, I'm good and angry, I lent you money, you're denying it. So I do, is I take my cell phone, I set it on record, I walk over you in the street, and I say, you owe me money. And you say, I know. I say, why'd you deny it? You say, I don't have money. Now I go running to Bez, and I play my cell phone message, and it's your voice, clearly, and you're saying, you owe me money. What's Bez going to do? You know what Bez going to do? I have two witnesses. I walk over in the street, I hide two witnesses hiding behind the wall, and I say, you owe me money. You say, yeah, I know. I bring two witnesses to Bez, you owe money to me. What? What's the answer? What? The person could say, Mishato Yisibach, I was joking. I was joking. And he wins in Bez. Right? Today in English they call it hearsay evidence. People schmoozing, schmooze. Yeah, I want to get you off my back. You say, I owe you money. I owe you money. That's Mishato Yisibach doesn't work. When does it work? Either the first Mishnah, and I think it's Sanhedrin, says you can say this on Hidoy's foul voice. On Hidoy's on an alarm. On somebody who's Maida. When does it work? If I go over to you in the street, I take two witnesses. I say, owe me money. You say, it's true. I say, Atem Eidai. These two are my witnesses. I'm going to take them to bed. And you're Maida after I say, Atem Eidai. Then you can't say, Mishate. You say, I was joking. I told you I have witnesses. Then it works. That's Hoidois. That's Hoidois. Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Doesn't have to be in Bezdin. It could be wherever it is. That's Halacha Psuka. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a Din Halacha Psuka. Rashi and the Baal Amor come with an ingenious Shita. The other Rishayim look at Ishtar as a Haggadah Eidis of the two witnesses. Baal Amor says, no, it's not the Pik Savam. Pik Savam is possible. Eidis writes something, it's not a Haggadah Eidis. A Shtar works because it's a Haidah of the Mishayiv. This piece of paper is the Mishayiv being Maida. Witnesses wouldn't sign unless Ruvei said, I plan to sell my house. Unless Ruvei said, I plan to borrow money. It's a Haggadah Eidis of Ruvei, not of the witnesses. Witnesses B'Shtar are never ever good. Witnesses B'Shtar never work. Witnesses B'Shtar are no good. The Mishayim, it's a Haidah. Every Shtar is a, the Mishayim being Maida that he owes money. Because we know, if Aiden give a Shtar to the Mishayim, and the Shtar now is in the hands of the other person, it's an Ansadi he gave it to him. He wouldn't give it to him without selling his house or buying or borrowing money. So it's Mepik Savai, Volayim Mepik Savam. Every shtar is a haidah of the Mechayiv. Every shtar is a haidah of the Mechayiv, and not a Haggadah Eidus of the two witnesses. Different than all the other Rishayim. See, here what's going on. Like the Baal Amor and Rashi, a shtar is like a person in the street, he's laid in front of witnesses. Says, Atam Eidai, it's good. Same thing. If I write you a letter, it says I owe you money, Bezin throws it out, Mishata Yisi. But if I saw two Edom on the letter, then that's Atan Eidai, say Dosbadu. The beauty of this Shita is that it answers all of the kashas on the other Shitas. There's a Chuvah in the Yehuda, Kama, Chashimish Baklamir Azir Aleph. He's coming there to explain the chesrayness of all the Rishayim. He's talking about the Rambam, or Shtaros to Rabbanim. explaining why shtaris can't be Haggadah Eidus. He has three major kashas. All three are answered like the Rashi in the Baal Amar. He says, how could you say a shtar is nechkur eidus and bebezes Haggadah Eidus? First of all, you're allowed to write a shtar by night. You're allowed to write a shtar by night. We had to get Daf Yud Zayin. Shtars can be written at night. Haggadah Eidus by night is possible. If you say writing a shtar is like Haggadah Eidus and bebezes, how could you write a shtar at night? Second kasha. Shtar ma'ucher is kasha. We know that if a shtar is predated, it's possible. If a shtar is postdated, you can't cheat anybody with a postdated shtar. Postdated shtar is a kasha. Frech the night of Yehuda is edis yi'ata yochel azima. Edis on a shtar is edis that you can't be mazim. Because if you prove they were somewhere else on that day, they'll say, oh, it was a shtar ma'ucher. So how could Eidus and Ishtar be Ishtar? Be Eidus? It's Ishtar Mo'ocher. It's Eidus Yat Yachal Azima. Gevaldige Kasha. Third Kasha. There's a halacha that we learn from the Pasuk, but who had Bevalov? If I say Eidus against you, you have a right that I have to say the Eidus in front of you. Ever heard of that idea? Another Bill of Rights? Anybody read the Bill of Rights ever? Huh? One of the laws, the basic constitutional laws in the United States, is the right of an accused to face his accuser. By law in the United States, you can't say testimony against someone anonymously. If someone's not willing to confront his accuser, the accused, he can't say, he can't be a witness. There's a right of an accused to confront his accuser. And that's a right in the Bible, in the Chumash. Vuhuad Bebalov. I can't say Eidus unless you're there. It's a funny thing. The Gemara says in Kedushin, in Sanhedrin, that if you say Eidus against a cow, to give a cow Misa, they have to bring the cow into Bezin. Vuhuad Bebalov is a din that whoever you say Eidus against has to be there. I don't know the logic of it. It's a Gemara. Somebody explains it. But the halacha is to say Eidus to be Mechayiv, an animal Misa, they bring the animal into Bezin. I'm sure the United States doesn't work that way. In the United States, there's something you can't give Misa to animals. Could you? Maybe you could. Anyway, so the third kasha of the Night of Yehuda is, how can Eidus and Ishtar be an Eidus? It's missing Huad Bevalov. All three kashas are answered like this ingenious sheet of the Baal Amor and Rashi. Ishtar is not a Haggadah Eidus. It's not witnesses. The witnesses are there, so you can't say Mishata HaYisi. But it's Mepik Savai. It's our God, the Eidus of the Mishayiv. The Das HaMishayiv obligates himself. He is writing, I bear witness that I borrowed money. I bear witness that I sold. Why? Because I set up a shtar. Eidim wouldn't sign a shtar unless the Mishayiv is there. And Eidus Kemishtak Reidus of the Bezna. Eidus are considered solid Eidus. And the Meile, the Das HaMishayiv, is Mishayiv himself. He's Mechayim himself. Now you can't, if it's forged Eidus, it's not Das Mechayim. The Eidim themselves, you have to be Mechayim the signatures. And you have to trust that they're Gedolim, and that they're Napsulim, etc. But what? It's good witnesses? You can't say Mishata Yisi? It applies the Pik Savai, but like the Pik Savai. This is Sheik of Rashi, the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is here. Not that I got it late, I would have read it with you inside. But that's the Shita. The third shita, and again the Ketzayis is the first shita, and it's a Kishmaka shita that all shtaris are Das HaMishayiv and Pik Savai. This answers a lot of things, even in Das HaMishayiv. There's Rav Chaim on Das HaMishayiv. He asks some two or three shtaris or shas that don't have Das HaMishayiv. Shtar Chalitza, I think, is one of them. A few shtaris that don't have Das HaMishayiv. Well, see, this is good because it's not, don't do what I've got to say. This. And to say the Pik Savai, that you need. You need Kanisha Nechru to say that there's no Mishata. The assumption, we always talk about Kech Hashtar, that we assume the Eidus are good, is what makes that there's no Mishata Yisi.
So, what says in our Gemara?
So, in our Gemara, it's saying that when Edim take a shtar, they say Edim is based on the shtar. We don't want to give it to them. We're afraid they'll say Edim is based on the shtar. Of course, that's no good. Edim is based on the shtar is not good. There's nothing to do with when you have a shtar in the hands of the malva or in the hands of the kaila, and people say Edim, we saw the ksav, that is good enough to be mechayim. A shtar in the hands of the Edim, that's not ksavai. It's not good enough. So that's the three shitas. We still have left the Rambam shita, which we'll deal with tomorrow. Now the Rambam is in the beginning of Hilchis. There's a Reb Chaim on the Rambam. The Reb Chaim is the first one in Hilchis Eidus. There's also Reb Naftali in Ksubas Daf Chof. Both explain the Rambam. I'm not sure which one we'll go with tomorrow. I'll try to figure out which one I understand better, and we'll so with not with the Torah, whichever one you like, but. We'll get to that tomorrow. Now, I do want, some of you all wondering what's with the test. So I'd like to tell you the schedule for this week. We have, this week, I have a wedding in Eretz Yisrael on Wednesday. It's a shem that I plan to go to. And I have to apologize. Every time I go to Eretz Yisrael, I make sure I do things myself. Never tell anybody else to do anything. Whenever I go, I take a 1:30 flight from Newark. And we're able to have shift till 10:30, and I make it there by 11:30. I get on the flight. I told the person making the chasna to put me on the 1:30 flight, and then the 1 a.m. flight back. So he let me know that he did me a taiva, that he, instead of schlepping to Newark, he put me on the noon flight to JFK. The noon flight to JFK, unless everybody wants to come for shift between 8:30 and 9:30, I'm not sure that things are going to work out to have shift on Tuesday. Which means I'm probably going to miss Tuesday. It looks like I'm going to miss Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, what I'd like to do is have you take the Bechina on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever you like. Tomorrow, we're going to finish the Sugya of Pi Avolayim Piksavam, at least as best we can, in one more day. And I'd like Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to leave a pile of test papers here in the drawer. Chazu as much as you want. The more you chazu, the better. Test paper is just going to be the photostats that I gave you. I'm going to just have three of the lines. I want you to tell me what's the machlekes rishayim, what's the machlekes achrayim. The purpose is not to have a long test. The purpose is to have a long chazara. I'd like you to take the test. When you finish with it, just stick it into my gemara. And it's Hashem. I'll come back on Thursday. I'll have nachas. I hope all of you will chazar and do it. You have the test before him. On your sheets, there are, what is it, nine sugyas. I'm going to give you three of them to tell me the machlekes rishayim, machlekes achrayim. That's all. There'll be enough gemina between them, and that's in the Seshem for coming attractions, and after that, in the Seshem only for that.